Yes, our great Queenslander today, Sophie Madison. She's about to embark on a very unique odyssey, a 5,000-kilometre trek from one side of Australia to the other, and she's taking with her as hiking companions, what, her friends from school, uni, work, her mates, you know, whoever, her partner. No, five camels. Well, why? We're going to find out very soon. She joins us from the Northern Flinders Ranges in South Australia. Good morning to you, Sophie. Thanks for being on 4BC Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you were working here in Brisbane in film and television, but you threw in your job to attempt this, and you set yourself this goal to trek from Shark Bay in West Australia across the country, finishing in Byron Bay. Why?
Yeah, the question that everyone asks, and I ask myself that sometimes too. Basically, yeah, I guess I found an interest in camels, and I quit film and TV about 5 years ago now, and discovered this passion for camels, and I just thought they were such interesting and intelligent animals, and then we have a long history with them here in Australia. And so I set myself this adventure to walk across the country with them.
So, okay, we got to wind this back here. Okay, I've got to. I'm the psychologist here. I'm going to pick you apart, Sophie. You ready for this? How did you get interested in camels? Like, you're working in film and television. Why camels? There's a lot of animals out there.
Well, at first it was just going to be a little bit of time off from my regular job.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something outdoors. I had grown up riding horses, so I was always into large animals.
Yeah.
And my dad actually piped up and he said, oh, there's people out there milking camels. He had read about it in the paper. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So I actually ended up going up the Sunshine Coast to a camel dairy called Q Camel.
Yeah.
And I just went to go check it out and, met all the camels there and thought, man, this is fascinating. So I ended up just, basically I was going to just get a sort of summer job there and just work there for a little while as something different. And, what was only going to be sort of a little 6 month stint turned into, 4 years or 5 years of chasing camels all around the country, basically.
Okay, so you did that, and now you've come up with this idea to walk with five camels across Australia. How did that idea come about?
After Q Camel Dairy, I started looking more at trekking with camels, and I wanted to learn all about that. And So I actually ended up about 3 years ago, I ended up in the Flinders Ranges where I am now, working for a company called Camel Trek Australia, trekking with, taking tourists out on 9 day trips. And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with being out in the outback and being with the camels and walking with the camels and camping out overnight with them. And, so somewhere along that time, I sort of thought, this is awesome to take tourists out on these adventures, but I'd really love to do an adventure of my own. And then the challenge really became as well, I knew that Australia had a massive population of wild camels out there. So my challenge really was to take my own camels from the wild and train them myself, to do this big trip across the country.
And that's what you did. You got five camels in the wild and trained them yourself.
I did, yeah. So after the Flinders Ranges, I ended up at Uluru and working for a company up there, and my camels came from just the border between the NT and South Australia while I was up there. So I spent about a year training my five, and then we set off in April last year.
Amazing. So Jude, Delilah, Charlie, Clayton, and Mac. So are you actually on the trek now?
I'm 2 weeks away from starting. So, so we finished up. Yeah, we finished up in Coober Pedy last year. Originally, I thought I would walk the whole width of Australia in one go. I think I was a little bit ambitious. So basically, it was quite a tough season last year. So we, in terms of feed for the camels, so yeah. I decided to stop halfway. And so we finished up in Coober Pedy just coming into summer last year.
Yep.
And then my camels have been taking a lovely summer holiday here in the Flinders Ranges. And yeah, and now we're about to kick back off from Coober Pedy in 2 weeks' time.
And how do you carry your food and everything? And how do you know where to go?
Well, how do I carry my food? Well, the beauty of camels is
oh,
they
you
can
put them on the camel's back, yeah.
So the camels carry everything, and yes. I waltz along not carrying anything at all, basically. Basically, I've just looked at maps, and most of the time, I basically try and stay off the road as much as I can. So I'm often taking back tracks on stations. So I've had to basically contact every station along the way and ask for permission to walk across their land. But yeah, there's some beautiful little pockets of the country out there that, you know, few people get to see that. So I really love getting off the road.
You must have seen amazing stuff. Hey, when are you expected to be in Byron Bay? What's the ETA?
Oh, the ETA at this point is around about the beginning of November. So we've got about another 6 months of walking to go, I think. That's the plan anyway.
Okay, we'll find you. We're going to find you in November in Byron Bay or somewhere around Byron Bay and see how
Sounds
you went
good.
With the walk. Sophie Madison, wow, what a story that was. Like, what a passion you have. What a great thing to do. No one's ever done it before. And it'll be a lifelong memory walking across Australia. Well done to you. I hope it goes really well the second part of the trip.
Chat to you soon.
There she is, Sophie Madison. She's walking right across the whole of the country with five camels. You might ask yourself why, but I reckon I found out why. She's got a passion to do it. It's an interesting thing to do. It's something that she'll always say she did. And not many of us have walked across Australia, have we? Let's face the facts. That is a long, long way.